I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a special episode of the Film Sack here for our final 2020 bit of content before the year ends. It's Christmas Day. We hope you're all having a great day. What day is it, son? Why, it's Christmas Day, he'd say. Ooh. Give me the biggest turkey in the window, or however the hell that story goes. Instead, we're giving you a turkey right here on the show. We're going to do a live watch-along with me, Scott Johnson. We got over here Mr. Brian Ibbett, and over there Mr. Randy Jordan, and of course right there Mr. Brian Dunaway. All here to have a good time with you. And here's what we've chosen. So you're going to want to get this on, where is it showing?
Hulu. Season 6, episode 6.
X-Files.
We're talking about the X-Files, though. This is a TV series that everyone owns on DVD, right? Yep. Everyone.
Yep. Or video cassette.
Yeah.
What is the series that people are more likely to own than the X-Files on DVD?
That's a really good question. Maybe Friends. Maybe
Seinfeld.
Futurama, maybe.
Seinfeld, Friends.
You want both of those on DVD?
Yeah.
CBS released like every TV show they ever had in collections for super cheap. So everybody's probably got Everybody Loves Raymond and those kind of things.
Yeah.
Nope.
So we've been trying to tell you we're doing this, but I imagine there are people out there right now that are like, oh, I got to pause the show. Mm-hmm. I got to go to the garage and open up a box and it's got my X-Files in it.
Yeah. Or if you have Hulu, fire it up and you'll be good to go. Again, episode 6, season 6. Oh, sorry. Season 6, episode 6 is the order we should say it in. The title of the episode is How the Ghosts, plural, Stole Christmas, singular. That's the story there. We don't know much about this other than it's a Christmas tale, and some of us have some memory of it, but I don't have any. So this is going to be almost new to me. And it's going to be great. And this is pre-Patrick or Robert Patrick, still
Duchovny,
right? I can't talk.
I like it a little bit. I'll finish your sentences. No, go ahead.
It's fine. We're like a married couple that way. Just finish my sentences, share my sandwich. It's all good. So everyone queue up. We'll wait for you. Just pause this podcast and then come back and then we'll count it down. Okay, go. All right. Now they're back. Hi, welcome back. Thanks for pausing. And now we're going to do it. So we're queued up at the very beginning with 0.00 seconds played.
Black screen, right?
Black screen.
You may have heard like a bit of organ music.
Yes.
It fades in.
At the very least.
Seen any organ.
Yeah.
Look for the organ. Turn on your closed caption.
Oh, yeah.
And, can we do that? It should say organ music intensifies.
Does the version that we have closed caption?
No, I didn't put no closed caption. Well, I got time for that.
I mean, you would have had to have converted, I guess. And that's
weird. God, I would have loved to have made some closed caption for it, though. I'm sure I could have captured it, but that would have been even funnier.
Yeah, it's
a bunch. Could you have transcribed it yourself?
I could have, and that would have been great. I actually have the abilities to do that.
Yeah. You guys should use that new app called Threads that Instagram makes. And when you talk, make an Instagram video, it real-time translates what you say in the video. And it gets it all kinds of wrong sometimes, and it's great.
Oh,
so if you say, I don't give two foxes about what you say, it might say something different. Anyway, I like it. All right, we're going to do it then. So we'll count it down in the way it'll sound. This isn't the 3-2-1 go quite yet, but it'll be a 3-2-1 go. We're going to hit play on
go now?
Yeah, no, on the real official go, which will start in 3-2-1 go.
Organ music.
Nice, and I have it a bit loud. Hold on.
Yeah, it's
Christmas Eve somewhere in Maryland.
Oh, Maryland. Is that the setting of our good time?
The setting of this episode.
Okay.
Yeah. Always listening to terrestrial radio. Look at that.
Who is? Nice. Is that Duchovny? Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's Duchovny.
Mm-hmm. He's in his car eating some sunflower seeds.
Yeah,
that's what he does.
Looks like
he
only, Affleck
a it was a sunflower seeds and porn were his two vices.
Yeah, this is, yep.
Scully.
Random banter.
Also speaking an English, American accent.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. She's Margaret Thatcher currently on The Crown, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. What do you reckon she's got in that box? Do you think it'll show up later? That's going to be a thing.
She has a box. Where's her box?
Yeah. You don't see that big box
in the seat next to her.
Her passenger.
It looks like lots of Christmas presents.
Yeah,
I thought it was cash.
Well, a lot of boxes on Scully.
Yeah, I have a massive crush on her.
Oh,
my whole life,
of course.
Ever since I ever saw her in anything. Like if I was Duchovny right here, I'd lean over and make out with that face right now.
Make out with that face.
And then the show would have jumped the shark.
Yeah. That was the whole thing. They were trying not to get together.
You're right. That tension was mattered. It was important. But didn't they
get together in between?
Get together, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, in between the downtime where it came back in 2018. They had a kid together or something weird.
Something weird, yeah. Oh yeah, right. She did have a baby.
Mm-hmm. A baby,
and he wanted.
I thought
to
it was an alien. Conceived
of course,
baby.
It was. It's X-Files.
Was it?
Pretty sure.
I'm sure there's a question of it.
Well, she's complaining because it's Christmas Eve and she doesn't want to chase ghosts.
All right, apparitions.
That is kind of shitty.
I hope that they run through a lot of different doors in that. In that mansion that they're going to go into, chasing ghosts and having the ghosts chase them.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? And they could play music like, can you name that old Scooby-Doo song they would play when they,
there was a song. It was like a popular, almost like a monkey song.
Yeah, it was definitely a monkey song.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to bug me now.
Who's parked behind that mansion with their headlights on?
Right,
Mitch Pileggi.
And then notice how both of their faces are front lit. How do you do that? How does that? What?
Okay, that's also X-Files Mitch Pileggi. Mitch Pileggi's down in the back seat with a little flashlight. And he's
now his face is lit correctly.
Yeah.
But from the back seat, his face looks like it has a
second light. Right.
Mm-hmm. It's almost as if it's hard to film in a car. That's my thing.
None of this is important, right? I'm not listening to this dialogue because I'm...
Okay, so every episode of The X-Files is like this. You don't need to listen because the dialogue is the same. He's discovered or heard about or come across something.
Yeah.
And it might be supernatural. And so he's asked her to come look at it with him. And she's just like, come
skeptic.
On, idiot. Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's a haunted house, essentially.
It's a haunted house. It's a Christmas haunted Halloween house Thanksgiving.
Right.
Arbor
in the tradition of Nightmare Before Christmas.
There we go. Yes. Yeah. I'm a blending, a merge of the two holidays, if you will.
Any minute now, Danny Elfman will break out in song, and we're all going to be better for it.
This is the X-Files. This is the X-Files. X-Files. X-Files.
I can't believe.
Mulder.
He's going to poo.
I can't believe that.
Where's
the
fog machine coming from?
That was 4 minutes, guys. Can you imagine in 2020 watching a TV show that starts with 4 minutes of two people just talking like that? No.
Two heads.
We don't do that anymore.
It seems like maybe something starts that way. Something does, right?
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. She locked herself out of her car.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Moldy's out there shitting. Oh, he's going in. Shit.
The doors creak.
Well, it's a haunted house.
My car broke down. Could I use your bathroom?
Yeah.
That's the smallest flashlight I have ever seen for investigation.
You ever seen Red Shirt Diaries or Red Shoe Diaries? There's some nudity in it.
Don't watch it with your mom.
Yeah, it's bad. There's boobs and...
Bad.
Oh.
Why
it's the ghost of Dana Scully, dude. Ooh. I just watched What We Do in the Shadows with the ghost episode in season 2. It's so good.
And no other lightning or anything. It was just one
strike.
Shock of lightning. Yeah.
Yep.
By the way, I'd like to take wagers on whether those doors are going to close themselves.
And three, two, one,
no.
Slam.
I'm going to say yes.
Into those bongs are going to slam.
I'm with Randy. I'm voting Randy on this. It's going to slam.
Yeah. At the end of the bongs.
All open doors and windows slam shut in ghost stories that are proper.
Of their own.
Yeah, religion. But I feel like I feel like they weren't going to just lean that heavy into the...
Damn it.
I feel like they're better than... Oh, shit. They're not better than that.
That was such good timing. That was amazing.
Classic. Who is the music? Is the intro. Don't skip the intro.
No, don't skip it. Or did you... Oh, you said don't skip it, yeah.
You saw the episode with the recent season Mandela Effect?
No.
Where they redid this entire intro with an extra character?
Really?
Shut up. No. Is that real? Is that true?
Yes, it's real and it's great. Like, there are two episodes you need to watch. One is like the something of Flop Sweat or the invention of Flop Sweat or something like that. And then the other one is just all binary code. Those are the only two good episodes that came out since the return.
I will say I like the one with the New Zealand guy from Band Meeting, whatever his name is.
Oh, right. Yes, the werewolf.
I love that villain of the week one. That was good.
Yes.
Do y'all know the truth is out there? Do y'all know that?
The truth is out there.
The font is out there.
Yeah, the font is definitely up there.
Wow, she's having a real problem with doors, all kinds of doors.
Well, she couldn't get in the car. Now she can't get out of the house. Break those windows.
They're already partially broken for you.
Getting some a real that spray Adam's on, family spray vibe. On
frost yeah. that you can get. Oh.
Can you imagine being so stoned that you don't care? You wouldn't help her. You wouldn't try. Like, the doors are closed and you're just like, okay, whatever. I don't care.
Edward Asner. That's what I said.
Edward Asner's in this.
Santa is going to make an appearance.
Does he go by Edward Asner? Could this be another guy who's just got a name that's similar to Ed Asner?
Right. We're going to find out. I don't know. The door's shut. I don't know.
I'm going to look it up. I'm looking it up.
Don't look it up. Don't ruin it.
Surprise. I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Be surprised. Don't tell. I don't want you to tell me.
Oh, shit. That was Dr. Crusher's grandma. See? It was Dr. Crusher's grandma.
You almost missed that by looking at IMDb.
Oh, hey, I got two windows open.
What was that? What was it?
It was Dr. Crusher's grandma.
Oh, no.
No.
Why
did you guys get what you wanted for Christmas?
Okay, friends, you enter a presumably haunted house. It's a multi-story house. Mm-hmm. Do you look around the first floor a bit like a human, or do you immediately go to the stairs?
Yeah, good point.
Depends on if you hear a noise coming from somewhere.
Hmm.
Edward Asner and Lily Tomlin are in this.
They're definitely a couple, right? Probably. The angry couple. They got to be.
Oh, I bet that was Lily Tomlin as the ghost.
Probably. And Ed Asner is actual Ed Asner, so not a different guy.
Okay, good.
Oh.
He's the old man from Up. That's how we know him. Oh, wait.
That's right.
He did
all the from Elf.
That guy's 1,000 years old, and I hope he never dies. Yeah. I love him. Ed Asner's great.
He is.
He's an American treasure.
That is a good question. Do they have, like this kind of a much dialogue? I mean, I watched some of the CSIs and stuff. They vamp a lot. Mm-hmm. But they do it this much?
This is like my wife telling me a story.
Right.
this is
and
why
just like and just like with that, I've tuned out on everything she's saying.
Yep. Yep.
I'm telling you.
This is an X-Files thing though, Randy, right?
It is.
That's what I did.
Right.
And the way to watch Duchovny in these shows is to imagine that he is stoned out of his mind. So there's two things always going on. He's blank and he can barely see anything. But when something suddenly startles him, oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I feel like the story is always told from his perspective. So I think that if we were to see what was really going on, Dana wouldn't talk as much. I think this is like him retelling to the audience. This is what she was saying. Blah, 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 blah.
I cannot believe how much work Ed Asner has right now. When you guys
Scott
get a Johnson second,
watch this. Show.
I am.
Off the
I am.
Internet.
I am. But when you guys are done today, I want you to go look at this. It's insane how much he's working.
You're a bad
something.
Watch partner.
It's insane. They're making a Fargo Christmas Story, and he plays someone named Popcorn Bud.
Oh, my God.
Popcorn Bud is his name.
Stop ruining the current.
Popcorn Bud. Popcorn Bud.
I know we look at other movies, when we're talking about movies and we start talking about a lot of other movies, it means we've run out of things to say about the current movie. What does it mean when you start looking at the careers of
I don't know.
People we haven't even seen in this show yet?
I'm losing my mind.
Okay, Brian Ibbett, I'm taking bets.
All right.
How soon will the power go out, or will the power go out?
Oh, power's definitely going out. If they slam the doors, the power's going out. They've proven to me that they're not above anything.
All right. What if you're wrong about this one, man?
I'm saying the power's going out. This is the stage in the Haunted Mansion ride where you go across the top there and you see all the people dancing in the ballroom.
Ah.
Ooh. It is scary.
Well, everybody's having a spooky Christmas.
You see smoke. You don't need to put your hand in the fireplace to tell that the fire just went out.
Now, is that smoke from heat, or is that like a dry ice?
Or is it one of Mulder's bongs?
Oh. Mulder bong.
Mulder bong.
And it's out.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Three, four, duh. Five, six, seven.
I'm going to keep making predictions.
Please do.
Let's see. As we go further down the rabbit hole, the doors shut you in. The lights go off. Somebody's got to fall through the floor, right?
Is that how it's going to go? Somewhere.
Or they're going to find a secret entrance somewhere, right?
You gotta remember, like the next step. If Ed Asner and Lily Tomlin are in this, they're not going to they're not cameos. They're going to say stuff. I mean, it's a cameo, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't use special guest stars like that and just have them.
You don't.
Show
you don't have Lily. Howdy. Right. You don't have Lily Tomlin on your movie and not use her.
No,
right?
The stairs, the weird ladder has gone that they built into this house to get up to the balcony.
You are gonna have Lily Tomlin. Well, that was dumb.
Oh, that was great.
It was funny.
What? Why? How is she scared of that? How did that make her scream?
Right.
Well, she's, it's the red hair. Look, he looks like a 50s greaser in this.
He does. Just came off of shooting a hairspray down at the
at the Maryland local community theater.
Community center.
Oh, it's dead.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lily Tomlin.
Yep, Lily Tomlin. After a long hiatus.
Ooh, she did. Ooh.
Wow. That's a crusty
that
old...
That has to smell.
That's not how floorboards work, by the way. I don't know if you've...
Floorboards?
Yeah. How do you get to those floorboards like that?
I don't know. They used to be nailed down just to the support boards. That's a thing.
Oh, my gosh. It is. It's David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson.
Gillian Anderson.
Hey, Gillian Jacobs pronounces it with a hard G from Community.
Does she? I didn't know that.
She does. She's a Gillian Jacobs.
So she's a GIF, not a GIF.
Yeah, I have several GIFs of that.
Yeah, you have a lot of GIFs of Gillian.
So,
Gilligan. Gilligan's Island.
This is a real actual place. This is called the Piru Mansion. It's in Piru, California.
Oh. Do they have dead bodies in the floor?
Lots of TV shows have been filmed here. Episodes of Melrose Place, Monk, Charmed, Murder, She Wrote.
He's just now figuring out that they're dressed exactly the same as they are.
Right. And that's the Ghost of Christmas Future, right? That's
right. He's going to take a long time to figure out that those are them in the future dead.
Mm. Oh, and this works like... Warp zone. You go out one side and you come in the other side.
Okay, so the mansion itself is also physically inconsistent, right? That's the
right.
That's one of the haunted parts of it.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't operate like a normal mansion.
No, not like you'd expect. A normal mansion.
You know, normal mansions don't do that.
Wouldn't you do the thing where you would each stand on either side of the open doorway and look at each other?
Oh, yeah, there you go. It's like a portal. It's
No. You can do it at one door. You don't have to go to two doorways to do this. Oh, you idiots. Now they're going to get separated.
Yep.
Idiots.
How did they have jobs? These people are so stupid.
But it didn't work the way that it should have worked, right? He should have come in through the door that she's standing by.
Man.
Oh, no. Now they've...
They could have just done it in a single doorway. They didn't have to... Stupid.
Wow, this is like Scooby-Doo going in and out of doors.
It is.
Oh my gosh, you predicted it, dude.
It's about the only thing I've predicted correctly.
Right? Couldn't guess door shut, but
that's so funny. So right when you were saying it. Oh, they're not going to bam, 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 bam.
This is where you sit down, you pull out your iPhone, you play Candy Crush all night. Like, you got nothing. Oh, he's got a gun.
But if the rooms never change, then, look at that. Good work with the guy on the other side of that door pushing the doorknob out.
Yeah, that looked cool. That was actually cool.
That was cool. What?
How can it be?
Roll, roll.
Uh-oh, it's that guy from Up.
I'm Lou Grant.
This is back when he was 75.
Wow.
The guy's seriously so old. Born in 29.
Paper net.
So great how we shut up for Ed Asner here.
I know. This felt like an important moment.
Yeah.
He is totally high.
Yeah.
That's how you watch Duchovny.
Yeah.
Only FBI agent in history that doesn't identify himself as an FBI agent immediately. Right.
Well, he knows it can sour the paranormal thing he's about to experience. He has to keep anonymous. Right.
Oh, they're going.
What, folks? What floorboard? What? It was here just a minute ago.
I'd be reading those books.
You have a seat, son. Up.
Yes.
Lies.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, I totally do.
All right.
All totally lies. Drunk Every and high. Yeah. What are the odds that Scully is going to be doing the same kind of thing with Lily Tomlin in another room that looks exactly like this one for the next scene?
I bet you're calling that one.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Yeah,
but like Dunaway said, like Scully is not interesting as the narrator for stuff like this.
No, but having her, but Lily Tomlin will make up for that, right? Like she'll be the comedic presence to Scully's straight man.
Nailed it.
Wow.
I also work in Hollywood.
Where's Scully? I forgot.
She's in another room. Another room. Lily Tomlin.
Yeah. Okay. They're separated. Ha! Ah!
Well, I mean, yeah.
A lot.
I have seen ones.
You probably believe you saw Cigarette Smoking Man for two seasons.
Master what kind of illusions?
He's talking about Californication. He's talking about a whole other series.
Yeah,
right
yeah, dude.
I'm bored. I'm ready for this movie to get some Christmas spirit.
Right.
Yeah, the Christmas so far is only that Like, I want to know at the end of this, is Ibbot going to say it's a Christmas television episode or not? Because it's just happening at Christmas and isn't really a Christmas.
And there happen to be presents in Scully's car.
Yeah.
Oh, you're alone.
I have my porn.
We are not alone.
Uh-oh.
Whoa, he's a ghost. Wow. He's
how'd you know?
He's omniscient.
And you know that old man.
I mean, yeah, we all are.
That's why I fill my void with sex.
Ed Asner,
lots and lots of sex.
Uh-huh. Ed Asner is about to start advertising for his YouTube channel. I need you to like and subscribe, and I'm going to give you good advice.
Yeah.
It's a metaphor.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to freak you guys out when I tell you something.
A movable object.
David Duchovny is the age now that Ed Asner was in this episode.
Now he can be the ghost.
What?
Yep.
The 65 brick wall just appeared.
Yeah.
Oh, Adner's now. Okay, we get the Lily Tomlin half. This will be good.
Yeah. Oh, please let it be as the operator.
Oh, my God.
Or in that giant chair. Oh, no, she wasn't the one in the giant chair, was she?
What does she get? Where's your gun holstered? It's deep in the butt crack. Deep in the butt crack.
Yeah, she's still digging out her gun. There we go.
Wow.
Wow. And you had training.
That is a big gun for that woman to be carrying in her butt crack.
Yeah. Wow. Where was she carrying that it took that long to get it out?
She's 81.
Lily Tomlin's 81 now?
Yeah. My mom's age.
I'm going to now start daring Scott to not look at
this. I can't help it. I can't help it.
Listen to it only.
I can't help it. It's a problem. I loved your work on Laughing.
You're a greatly incredible shrinking woman.
That's right. You got really small.
Which we need to watch for film sake at some point.
That's right. That telephone was huge.
Okay, same thing in this version of The Room.
Mm-hmm.
I love how neither one of these FBI agents have simply asked the person that they encounter to escort them out.
Right. Just hold my hand. Uh-oh.
Hold the trigger, Scully.
Hold on trigger. A second. She's not supposed to be her future ghost, right? Or am I...
No.
No. She's obviously the ghost. Look at the nightgown she's wearing.
Well, she's a ghost, but I'm saying she's supposed to be Scully's ghost.
No.
I don't think so. Like, because their corpses under the thing are what they're wearing. So we're saying that they changed, then changed back, put on what they were wearing, and then died and got put under the floorboards.
It is. It does look like. It does look like Lily Tomlin is wearing the same lipstick that.
That's the sign.
It's just bed lipstick. Who doesn't wear lipstick to bed?
Also, why is she covering her neck this entire time? Please, please tell me there's not like a severed head thing going on.
Yeah, it's a terrible scar and it's weeping.
Oh,
conflicted
urinating. It's scarier that way, I think.
She's awesome, dude.
Mm-hmm.
What?
It's weird that she's 10 years younger than Ed Asner. Because I looked it up.
Look here, Scott X-ray.
Yeah.
Right? Scott needs to be typing out the words that you see when you're
okay. It's like that old what was that VH1 show?
Pop-up videos.
Yeah, doing my own pop-up video. Pop-up
videos.
David Duchovny is now the same age that Ed Asner was when he performed in this episode.
Well, there's Mr. Asner.
Oh, now you get Asner.
Uh-oh.
Thank you for granting us a moment to talk.
Classic actor sandwich.
Yeah.
You were almost a Jillian sandwich.
Ooh, what's the painting? That looks interesting.
It's got to be haunted, right? That's where they live.
In the painting? Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Why do you only cover some of your furniture with sheets?
Oh, there she goes. Now we can see.
She's got a giant hole in her. How did she get killed? A cannonball?
I don't know, but that's a strange vagina.
This is strange, but what? That looks unusual.
What this is death becomes her.
Oh, I remember that. Right.
Scott?
Yeah.
I think you've
finally she could take his hat off. It's totally, you know, he's got a bullet hole in there. You know, he does.
After all these years, Scott has finally found a vagina
A vagina that what?
See through that too.
Cause
that looked really real.
Okay, now hers looks like a cannonball. His looks like
mortar shell.
Yeah.
Man, we got the trope of the passing out when you see something gross.
Oh.
So now we know they're real because they are coexisting outside of the purview of our main characters.
Right.
That's how you know. Because otherwise, this would be happening. If it was in their imagination or somehow they were.
Unless when she passed out, she's still dreaming of their existence.
Right. It could be that.
Seems unlikely, though.
Yeah, it does. So, as the viewer, you're placed outside that fourth wall to see these two talking.
Randy, what's that thing you said earlier? I never heard it because we were freaking out about the bullet hole in the head. What were you saying?
After over a decade of film sack, you've finally gotten a vagina that looks like a cave.
Oh, yeah, we did it.
Whoa.
It took it long enough. Freaking decade and a year. Put your thumb in my head hole.
gross.
And I will punch through your belly.
Old China. People doing it, coming up on The X-Files.
Yeah.
After this, commercial break.
Even porn that Duchovny wouldn't watch.
Yep. Now we can hear Duchovny grunting, just like a Saturday night Duchovny's house.
Mm-hmm. She's going to scare him.
And he's going to fall or not?
No, he'll make it.
No.
He's so stoned, it doesn't even faze him.
What's the huh? What?
Excuse me.
All right.
Every excuse me should have a fart in it. Easy there, Chief. Easy now.
What do you call her? A frump?
Frump. Frump.
What is that?
She says, easy there now. Frump. Frump. Starts the other way. I love it.
I just want I want our listeners to know that you can identify precisely when we recorded this episode because Scott tweeted about Ed Asner while we were recording.
and you're complaining about him being on the internet? What are you doing looking at Twitter, Randy?
Oh, yeah. I
have notifications.
We live in our distracted age.
Yeah. I like that. That's a fun effect. Again, you got to think of the production assistant on the other side pushing books.
There's two or three people. Yep. It's like running Jabba the Hutt. You got to have like six of them back there. It's great.
Whack-a-mole.
There's the name of the show.
Grimes. Like from the Simpsons episode. The guy that got fired.
Grimes.
Remember that?
Yep.
I do.
What was his
Grimes.
Name?
Whatever. Okay, Grimey.
Snorted.
That's right. Fireplace.
You're Googling Grimes of Simpsons right now, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Who did the voice of Grimes on The Simpsons?
I'm definitely not doing that. The Symptoms?
Symptoms.
The Symptoms. Symptoms.
Show them your hole.
Would you like to see my gaping hole?
Maybe she's like oozing on the back of that leather cushion.
Right. Well, maybe it's like a cauterized, like, you know.
That's true.
Right.
Just a been around, ghost hole.
Like dried up.
Tomlin Hall.
Working 9 to 5. So she was wearing that when the cannonball went through her.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She was totally wearing that. Suicide.
Oh, yeah.
With a cannon? Oh, put that away. Oh, I can't stop looking.
Well, that's a cool look, though.
No. So the overgown doesn't have a hole in it.
Right.
But right.
The thing underneath it, camisole or whatever it is.
Yeah. Her little day blanket or whatever the hell they call it. What do they call it? Day blanket. What's it called? Day coat. Or
nightgown?
Honey, fetch me my day blanket. I'm cold.
But it's nighttime. I don't care. Bring you my day blanket.
My day blanket. It's so not right.
Is it cold here to you?
Fetch me my day blanket. Philip.
I did look up some trivia on this episode before we started watching it.
yeah, whatever, sure, Randy. Before, what are you looking at?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it is a whole lot of talking.
Yeah, some of the trivia talks about the casting. But basically, Lily Tomlin had wanted to be in an episode for years, and so she was real easy for them to get. But they originally were trying to get Bob Newhart to play Ed Asner.
I would like that. That would be good.
So I'm a ghost. So,
you are actually from
Elf.
Ghosts in your dinosaur tour.
Elf connection is apparently.
Yeah. Oh yeah, totally an Elf connection. He was a great Santa. We just talked about that on that Battle Royale not long ago.
He was head of the.
Ed Asner. Oh,
Ed Asner was Santa. We were talking about Bob Newhart.
When you were looking
at IMDb, we were talking and switched over talking about Bob Newhart.
Bob Newhart now. Dad. He's the elf lord or whatever.
He was the dad.
Elf boss.
The elf boss. King elf. If Ed Asner can look like this here. And can still be 91 and doing 500 million.
Still be
projects.
Alive.
I think I feel pretty. I like my chances a little better.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
There's the Christmas miracle that we were looking for in this episode. Scott had it in him all along.
Yeah, it was the whole time. I just didn't know.
You just needed to believe.
I'll never look up somebody's age again while I'm watching a show.
Never
featuring
again.
Oh, he had the car keys.
No.
I bet he has roasted coffee breath.
I hope so. How do you think you live this long?
And Brut cologne.
Yeah, Brut cologne and coffee.
By Fabergé.
Yeah.
That's right, Eddie Murphy.
Actually, I think he smells like Old English.
Her eyes blinked separately. Just now.
I think he smells like he just got back from a fishing trip.
Do her eyes always blink separately?
Yes, the cracks are starting to appear in Scott Johnson's lust for Julian Anderson.
What's up with her independent blinking?
Could date her. Her eyes blink separately.
That's right. It's very Seinfeld thing. They blink like they're doing the wave.
maybe the transfer of this video was so slow going left to right that
oh, you got a point.
The scan lines are just too slow.
Yeah, back in the film days.
Here's a piece of furniture that's only half covered by a blanket.
Look at this. You got $50?
Oh shit!
Hey, why is shit? Oh. Because they made them. They had illusions. Wait, you're not.
Oh, he's not shooting at her.
He's acting crazy.
I'll get you in the penis. Oh, yes, we do.
See, this is paranoia that you get when you smoke too much stank weed.
God, season 6 of X-Files.
Look at him. His face is amazing right now.
He is. He's doing some amazing things.
And he's got a cold sore on.
Did he just shoot her in the leg?
No, he shot her in the belly button hole. Oh, yeah, look at that, right there below the boob.
Oh, I didn't see this coming. I thought he was pretending.
She's just in shock now.
So he's really just that bad a shot that it took him five shots to finally hit her?
Yes. Yes. How many times do we have to say he's stoned? You never, ever try to shoot a pistol while you're stoned.
Also, remember, in the grave, the girl had the bullet hole right there.
All right.
See,
he always has a plan, though.
Now he's going to shoot himself, making this the murder-suicide.
Probably is. It's like Romeo and Juliet without... Yeah.
But then when it ends, they'll just wake up, right?
Oh. Oh, no. Ed.
No, you have to do it at the top of your head, right up here.
Give me the gun. Weird. Give me the gun.
I don't remember X-Files being this bad. Was it always this bad?
No.
You mean this good.
Yes. This bad good.
I always enjoyed the one-off episodes were always problematic, or often problematic. Yeah. Not always.
Oh, I don't know. Home was such a great episode.
Yeah, there's some that are great. Not all of them.
Jose Chung's From Outer Space.
Yeah, there's some
stuff. So wait,
stuff.
That wasn't him? That was Lily Tomlin looking like him?
Yes.
All right.
She was projecting.
What? But he's... She's
oh, no!
Really
she's going to shoot him in the crotch!
She's going to suck it back up, the bullet.
Oh, like Tenet?
Oh!
Oh, you shot me. Oh!
I've been shot.
Wait. Brian Dunaway, have you seen Tenet?
I have not.
Neither have I.
I've seen the trailer, though.
I've seen it.
I know that much.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
I saw it in the theater.
I think Ibbot and I should have a one-off discussion on Tenet. You watch Tenet like five times and still have lots of questions.
Why did he laugh?
Why is she laughing?
Why is he laughing?
Why was she laughing?
It seems like
it's not
shit
funny.
Night.
Guns are no joke.
Guns are dangerous. Gun safety first.
This is really quite lame, but maybe it's the X-Files.
I really should go, but maybe it's the X-Files.
Whoa. Did we jump ahead? How did he get there already?
I don't know, but we're finally getting Christmas music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the Christmas spirit going to save him?
It was decided that this version of the song is somehow like droll and scary.
Mm. Right.
Bing Crosby.
Ooh, don't fall your face right in her blood skids.
Ooh, the blood skids.
Blood skid marks. How'd she get down there? I'm confused.
It's a haunted house. Yeah. Who knows?
She went through a door that wasn't a brick wall.
So another piece of trivia I noticed. Lily Tomlin said that she really, really hated crawling through the blood.
Oh, she got to do this too? Spoiler.
Other people considered for this episode, Sarah Jessica Parker, Bette Midler, and Gina Davis.
Frances McDormand. Oh, okay.
As who, Mulder or Scully?
How interesting would the Ed Asner character have been if it had been Stallone, really?
Oh, man. Can you imagine? That's a weird idea, actually. So this would have been like 98. So it was like, not Millennium Man. What was it called? The Wesley Snipes one?
Demolition Man.
Demolition Man.
Mm-hmm.
We should watch Gemini Man together. That should be a film sack movie.
We could do that.
I saw it.
Yeah.
Well, Ibbot's just seen everything this episode.
I don't have the deluxe Blu-ray edition of it, though, done away.
No, you don't. She's a bloody mess.
Chunks of stuff in the blood that's smeared on the floor.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I mean, for TV, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Network TV?
Like meat pieces.
I'm not shot. Get up.
Oh, look at this. He's got some energy. I'm ready to do a nude scene. Let's go do Red Shirt Shoe Diaries.
It's fake.
It's all fake.
But why is she in pain then? And why is it coming out of her body?
Right.
I'm sorry, Mulder. It's my time of the month. I should have warned you.
Wow, Scott.
I'll let my wife hit me for that one.
That's all you had to do.
And now our shirts are clean.
Oh, weird.
The blood. This episode was completely irrelevant.
The blood is also cursed. This is what it took
for them to get some urgency. Like, they couldn't find any urgency until this moment.
So the goal was just basically for Scully to learn that Mulder is alone on Christmas.
That's our dream. That's what we're supposed to have taken away. Also, why'd they drive separate?
Did that say James Cameron on there?
It said Jake Cameron and son. Yeah.
Right. On the way. Almost had him.
To stay in that house forever.
Forever.
We could have kept him in here till midnight.
What a great voice Ed Asner has.
He is. Mm-hmm. He's got. He has presence, man. 409 credits.
All right. Credits. Christmas episode or not Christmas episode?
Not. The music is not enough.
So close, though.
It could have been any day.
It's more like a Halloween episode.
Oh, and so now they're watching It's a Wonderful Life?
I don't just people.
Oh, he is.
I'm still wearing the shirt. I'm still alone on Christmas Day. That didn't work out terribly well.
I wore a white one so that the blood would really show up on it.
It still has a chance here to be a Christmas episode. It's close.
Right. That present. We got to see what was in that box.
Mm. Man, look. Don't you just want to look around his apartment? Oh, my gosh.
I want to see what files he has on his Mac 2CI.
Yeah.
They're all X-Files on there.
Hey, Mulder. I forgot to give you the present.
Okay. He lives in 42. Of course, number 42.
They're going to have coitus.
I don't know.
Coitus. I love that word.
Again, I think he has...
Is this the episode that ends with the kiss that then was like just them, one of them dreaming it?
Is it really? Is this that? That's a famous thing.
That is.
He's got a stocking hung. There's a stocking hung in his apartment.
One?
Are they under the mistletoe? If they're under the mistletoe and they kiss, then it's definitely
a female stocking draped over the back of a chair.
Yeah, right. Does it contain a Backdoor Babes 5 copy DVD? Like, what's? Because wasn't that the thing? He just loves the porn, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
Just loves the porn. Pissed off Tay Leone. I can't handle you loving the porn.
He talks like this. He just pushes things out of his mouth. Hey, Dana.
Okay, so she is very clearly exploring the potential of their relationship on Christmas Day or Eve or whatever this is.
Yeah, midnight Christmas
and a
Eve.
Gift. Okay, it's a Christmas episode. It's a Christmas episode.
Dildo. Dildo.
About the same thing.
This is the biggest tootsie roll I've ever seen. Here you go.
In lieu of coitus, accept this gift.
Oh, I'm supposed to give him the big box.
It's a box of Raisinets.
Yeah. Backdoor 5. Backdoor Babes 5. Oh, they didn't kiss at all.
It's a DVD.
They didn't kiss.
No.
Different episode.
They didn't even tell us what was in the present. Right.
You know what? I'm going to call it. That was Christmas now that they've done that. It's a Christmas
episode. That makes it a Christmas episode right there.
The gift exchange, how can it not be?
And still the most irrelevant episode ever of the X-Files.
Yeah.
Pretty irrelevant.
But enjoyable. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked it with you guys.
It tells me that it's going to, the Terms of Endearment is next.
Yeah.
What happens if I click that?
Nothing.
Wow.
Click on it.
Somebody captured this using screen capture.
Okay. That was not bad. Like, all over, like, the acting was good. The piece of trivia that really stuck with me was that it was the least expensive episode of the X-Files and it had the smallest cast.
Sure.
And
it feels like throwing shade on Ed Asner and Lily Tomlin.
That's what I was thinking. How much they'd be on the show for? Like $5?
Yeah. What do you do it for?
Well, craft services? That's all you have to pay for, right? You pay for, you pay to rent a mansion for a night and then you pay Ed Asner or Lily Tomlin or Lily Allen. and what else have you got?
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well,
8 minutes of It's a Wonderful Life you got to pay for?
I mean, I guess. That's where you're you know, that's where it's what you're going to do. But this is what we got. This is Christmas. It's Christmas. Well done, everybody. We watched a thing and you had a good time. And 2020 was a fun, great time on Film Sack. Okay.
Right.
I want to make that clarification.
Please be clear.
Not a great year, but we had loads of fun here. So I hope that you did as well listening to us. And you know, it was good. It was good. And don't forget, next week we get to watch Harrison Ford fight terrorists in an airplane movie called Air Force One. Yeah.
But for now, I just want to say to the three of you, I love you guys, and I hope you have a very happy Christmas.
I hope you do too. I hope your stocking.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah. Yes. I hope your stocking does not have an orange in it. That's the thing I had all the time.
Oh, but I love oranges. I hope mine does.
I like oranges too, but having them on Christmas is freaking weird. It's always been weird. Yeah.
I just take mine and beat people with it. It's like perfect.
Well, yeah, right. It's like
a bar of soap and a sock.
Yeah,
a full metal jacket.
Is this what you think Christmas is about?
Yeah,
we all light up with our stockings.
Yep. Right. But it really was just your parents adding bulk to it, making it seem like there was more there. Peanuts.
Oh, heavy. There's gonna be something. Oh, it's an orange.
Yeah, it's an orange. Oranges and not pennies.
Ooh, maybe peanuts. There's something under the orange skin. Nope, just orange.
Pennies.
No.
What kind of stockings did you get?
I meant peanuts. My mom would fill it with peanuts and oranges for some reason. Like shelled peanuts.
I always thought that everybody loved Terry's chocolate orange.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I found out last year there are people who hate
it. I love it. Love it. Love it. Yeah. Can't have it anymore, but I love it.
Sign me up.
Well, there you go. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good film sack. And next time we're here, we'll talk about planes and presidents. Until then, have a fantastic time and go to filmsack.com and get everything else you're looking for. For me, for Brian, and for Randy.
Happy New Year.
We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.